also from the egg.
The turnaround time on that will ultimately be about the same.
Right.
Maybe even a little bit quicker because they'll already have access to those parts.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I said, I don't want to take my computer with me because I don't want to make any more trips than necessary, even though I'm, trying to apply with you guys, and I'm going to have to anyway. Hang on a minute. Sorry, I think I have a bit of a headache all of a sudden today, so it's like, it just hit me. I'm prone to these migraines. What was I? Oh, yeah. So I think I'll leave it with you guys because I'm going to be gone anyway.
Okay.
And I'm going to be stuck doing everything on my phone. It's going to suck. It's too bad you guys don't offer rentals, but that's okay. I'm versed in using my phone. Whatever. You think taking it to the repair center, will that cost me extra if I choose the repair center option?
It'll still be covered under your aftercare.
Okay.
In fact, it'll probably be faster.
Where would I pick it up? Here?
Right here.
Okay. So let's do the repair center option.
Okay. Let's go get that taken care of for you. We'll get that out post-haste.
Cool. Yay. You also do Middle English then. I love it. Post-haste. Verily,
So, just kind of a couple of standard questions. Have you had the opportunity to make sure your data is all backed up?
Yes, I backed it up with Carbon Copy Cloner. I love it.
But you're going to go to edit location.
Went into the terminal and did it. Yes, I'm versed in that kind of stuff. I love it. Like I said, I love software.
You can get a lot accomplished.
I want to learn more. Which is why I want to work here as well. I want to learn. I can do, like I said, I can do sales and teaching, I'm very flexible and I'm willing to learn.
Well, we're always looking for amazing talent. I would say just keep that hunger alive.
I didn't see one-on-one specialist in the list. I never did. I just saw sales specialist. So
those would be our specialists.
Well, I'm very special, and that could be taken in a bad way, too. As I'm very special. No, is my Mac talking at you? I'm sorry.
That's fine. I was just making sure it was restarted so I could shut it down for you.
Oh, okay. No, but I already did. I backed it up with a Carbon Copy Cloner. I'm aware that you guys do not back up or can't.
And is it okay if we record the password that you use for your administrative access on this computer?
Why? Sorry, I'm very paranoid.
It's either that or we can assist you with changing it to a temporary one. The reason being is because if the repair facility runs into something like that where they require access to the operating system, they may erase and install the operating system.
I hope you guys don't have to do that. I'm backed up, but still.
So I can assist you with changing the password to a temporary one so you don't have to give it to us.
Yeah, can you do that?
For sure. Okay.
It'll probably just be something silly, I'm normally very secure, but you know what I mean?
That makes perfect sense, but we could change it to something that's not the password that's on here.
Actually, wait a minute. You can't change that password because then you have to change it in the login keychain and it's a mess. At least that's what I've heard in the user account preferences.
Well, from the, if you change it from within the operating system, at least with the user account, then all of that will...
Well, what do you mean? Like through the recovery console or through the...
No, through the user account. The user security control panel, etc.
The one through system preferences and users and groups? But it says in the warning that you're going to have to change it through the login keychain and all that crap.
If you reboot it to the recovery console, or the recovery partition, and then try to do the reset password command from there, then yes, that will reset the keychain access. And that'll unlink it. So you'll have to enter in all your passwords.
Oh, gross.
But changing it here, it means your account's already unlocked. So you just change the appropriate keychain as well, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that works. So then, when I get back home, when I get this thing back home, in 2 weeks or whatever, I just go into system preferences and then users and accounts and then go to my account and change its password.
Yep. And then we can help you with that when you come by and pick it up.
You know, I really should know how to do this. I've trained people how to use OS X, but no one's ever asked me that and I've never had to do it.
It's always the on-the-spot kind of practice, right? But no worries, we can definitely assist you with it. Even then, when you come by and pick it up, we can help you get that reset.
I'm willing to learn, too. Yeah. like I said, I love learning.
I could show it to you right now if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
So right now, we're inside of the system preferences, users and groups. So if you'd like to take a look.
Let's hope my none of the other keys fall off. Oh, there we go. Now I... Okay, so...
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I'm there.
All right, so we'll go ahead and choose the password.
Make sure I choose the right account. I do have another account on there, but it's not mine. And I know his password. I just set it up for him. Yep, that's right.
Yep, weird.
And the right arrow's about to fall off.
And then we'll arrow over to change password.
Let me just read that. Nope, I want to change that. And I type it in. Let's do, and you are welcome to look this time. Let's do. Good enough.
One more time.
Well, it works.
Reason is she's wiping.
Yeah.
She's wiping.
Is that good enough? Very, very original, huh?
Oh, was that a capital?
No.
Okay. So, in short.
Yeah, it's just the name of this company. You'd better remember where I am, you know?
Yeah. However,
it's also very different. I already hit that change password, so then. What?
Last night I set parameters.
Wow.
To only do certain files. And it ran about 9 hours. And then instead of sort of my last
what the heck?
Right. But then when I go in and look at all my backups, I'm gonna
I'm typing it right. Is this a bug in Al Capitan?
I don't know.
Let's try that again. I'm typing it right.
Well, I think they should, yeah, they probably should do well.
Anyway, so her intention was to come in here and
oh, that's weird. Why did it take... Okay, maybe the key, maybe my keyboard's a bit more broken than I thought. Oh, yeah. Now, let's say someone comes by to pick it up for me, because I can't, you know, I can't. Whoops. Wrong purse.
Thank you, guys. So you have a cable.
I don't have a cable, I have a keyboard.
Keyboard, I'm sorry. And then first name again?
And then can you give me the... oh, yes, and my software is all up to date.
I don't have their receipt, but I found it in an expensive conference on Dropbox.
Right
so.
On.
It might be the right one.
Do you have the... did you buy this separately, or was it a...
So, it looks like... On this
and by the way, if you... ever recommend a keyboard to someone, recommend the Logitech K760.
Oh, okay.
I love it. It's a solar-powered wireless Bluetooth keyboard, and it allows you to pair up to three devices and you just switch with them with the functions,
awesome.
1, 2, and 3.
That's
I have it with me. It looks like this.
Okay. And then
that
let me get
I love it.
No matter, it's just all solar power.
Yeah, solar power.
The only thing works is that it's too cheap and it don't work at all.
I told you, I love tech. This is why I want to work with you guys, you know? You guys are just wonderful. And my personality is bubbly enough, maybe a little too bubbly.
It's been nothing short of wonderful.
Although I can be very serious and not smile. Yeah.
Here's your ID.
Oh.
And you said you wanted to add someone as an authorized individual to pick up your computer.
Why don't I do that just in case?
The name, please?
Leslie, L-E-S, L-I-E.
Really?